understated French country-style place, to discuss future articles I might write for his magazine. I had the salmon and field greens, I think, and was pitching him some ideas having to do with pop culture when the conversation drifted to one of my more familiar themes, poverty. How does anyone live on the wages available to the unskilled? How, in particular, we wondered, were the roughly 4 million women about to be booted into the labor market by welfare reform going to make it on $6 or $7 an hour? Then I said something that I have since had many opportunities to regret. Someone ought to do the old-fashioned kind of journalism. You know, go out there and try it for themselves. I meant someone much younger than myself, some hungry neophyte journalist with time on her hands. But Lapham got this crazy-looking half-smile on his face and ended life as I knew it, for long stretches at least, with the single word, you. The last time anyone had urged me to forsake my normal life for a run-of-the-mill low-paid job had been in the 70s. When dozens, perhaps hundreds, of 60s radicals started going into the factories to proletarianize themselves and organize the working class in the process.